This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thanks for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We spend a Monday through Friday, 8:30 of a morning till 9 o'clock and 5 o'clock of an evening till 5:30 here on WMIE, and then 10:30 of a morning over on WWBC 1510 AM. We want to thank you for making us part of your spiritual journey as well as your weekly journey. Pray that you are having a great day. We have been looking for quite some time now at the things that God wants to teach us. And a lot of times we think of teaching as information that we need to know. We have looked at this not only from the information standpoint, but that God wants to teach us character, how we're supposed to live. And today we're going to go to the book of 1 John. We're going to be in chapter 2 is where we're going to begin. Then we're going to progress through this letter. And you're going to see that God wants to teach us how to abide, how to remain, how to be committed to the kingdom of God and to what he wants us to know. And, you know, commitment is something that when someone tells you that they're committed to you and then you find out that they're not, that can smack you right between the eyes. And, the farther we get away from God as a society, the farther we're going to get from a committed relationship with him. And we're going to see fewer and fewer committed relationships in our society because God's the one who brings commitment. The devil brings bondage. God brings commitment. So that's what we're going to look at today. Want to invite you out to our services tonight at 7 p.m. We have a kids group, a young adults group, and then we have our adult Bible study as well. We're going through the Gospel of John. And let's see. I believe that tonight we're in John chapter 15, if I am not mistaken. And so want to encourage you to come and be a part of what God is doing. And so we produce a study guide. We go through a chapter in the Bible, and let's see. Yes, John chapter 15. So let's go to 1 John chapter 2 today. It says in verse number 24, therefore let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him. So what's going to be the length of our journey here in 1 John is We're going to be working through 1 John chapter 2, where we just started reading, and we're going to go all the way into 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 16 in this journey. And in those chapters, the latter part of chapter 2, chapter 3, and the first part of chapter 4, there are some words that are repeatedly used. They're abide, or abides, or abiding. There's knowing, there is practicing, and then there is love. And so we're going to be looking at those different aspects as we journey through here. But it all starts with an instructor. 1 John chapter 2, verse number 24, therefore let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. And so if you and I are going to advance in our Christian walk, if we're going to become more mature and more like Jesus as we walk through our life, through the young seasons, through the not so young seasons, when we're healthy and when we're facing challenges, when the economy in our life is good, when it's a little more challenging, you and I need to make sure that we do not forget the very basic principles of the Word of God, being the things that we have heard. I'm sure that everybody out there has had conversations like I have, where you heard something, but you might not have heard it correctly, or you heard something and then you forgot it. But the things that really make an impact are the things that we hear correctly, and that we never forget them. So the enemy is a specialist at coming in during challenging seasons and trying to cloud and confuse our thinking, or impair our memory, so that we forget the things that we really already know. So it says here, therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. So the word abide could also be translated remain. You've got to make sure that it stays where it is supposed to be. You need to say, this is the established foundation of my life, and it's not going anyplace. There are a lot of things in my life that, you know, live for a season. What I'm primarily thinking of are clothing styles and things like that, that those things come and go, they change, and then you look at photographs years later and you say, I can't believe that I really wore things like that. You can watch period pieces, history, documentaries and things like that, and you can see clothing styles from maybe times that preceded you, and say, you know what, that's really not something that, I want to bring back. I've had some hairstyles that I was like, oh, I'm so glad that season is over, and thank God social media wasn't around too much then. So, but when you're talking about the things that you have heard from the Spirit of God and from anointed people of God, you want to make sure that those remain in you, that they are the anchor for your soul. It is the Word of God is more important than feelings. It's more important than your emotions. And like I said earlier in the program, one of the things that is taking place in society is commitment is more of a rarity. It's more of an anomaly in today's day and time than, you know, living without any commitment. And so the kingdom of God, we should really be living differently than what the world is. So if you've heard something, you know, do your best not to forget it. Forget those foundational principles. You want to make sure that you remember, hey, God is on the throne. The devil's not. Remember that it's the word of God that is settled forever, not the opinion of man. That governments rise and governments fall because of what God is trying to do in a people's life. Sometimes, it may be looking really bad, but if you keep your eyes on Jesus, things are going to look a lot better. So don't forget the things that you have heard, but make sure that they are not only a part of your life, but they are cared for, they are maintained, and they're an anchor for your soul. So it says in verse number 24 as it continues, if what you heard from the beginning abides in you, so if you do what he just said, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. So one of our board members sent me a video link. I preached a message, and he sent me a video link of a sermon that he had watched on YouTube, and it was by Rick Renner, and it was How Do You Remember God's Faithfulness? It's a long video, so if you go to watch it, understand it's over an hour long. And in that sermon, he talked about that there were people in his life who had, you know, said that they were there, and then they weren't there. And he talks about, you know, the pain of betrayal and the pain of people who said that they were behind you all the way, you just didn't realize how far behind you they were. That's my take on that. He describes how Timothy, the book of 2 Timothy came about, that Timothy was feeling some of that, the pain of people not being there who were once there, and how Paul says, yeah, I've been there, done that times 10, you know, basically, that he knew what it was like to feel the lack of support of people who you had given your everything to, and then they just packed up their bags and left. And Rick Renner, in that video, he talked about how every pastor goes through that, and I realized, wow, I've been through that. And when he started talking about the way that he processed that information, I was like, yeah, I've been there, done that. And then he made this statement. He said he was writing down a list of, you know, the people who had disappointed him and let him down through his ministry. And he said at the end of that, you know, it was a couple hours, and I think the number was 28. And he had worked through all of that emotionally and relived the experiences. And then he said this, and after I completed that, then God said, now I want you to write down a list of all of the people who have been faithful, who have remained, who have been committed to you. And where the list of unfaithful pain had been 28, his response was, God, there's no way that I could do that because there's so many. And during that message, he talks about that even if everybody in the room, everybody in your life had abandoned you, that God still abides, that relationship with Jesus. And so as he's writing, he said, Paul knows he's going to be executed. It's just a matter of time. But he is looking forward to the finished race because Jesus was committed to Paul, and Paul was committed to Jesus. He not only had the word abiding in him, but that word led to him abiding in Jesus and abiding in his relationship with the Father. So we see that abiding not only impacts our hearing or the things that we have heard, we need to make sure that they abide in us, but it also should manifest itself in our relationship with God and our relationship with the Heavenly Father. And this is not about a place where we make excuses. Well, God, if they had done this, then I would have done this. Listen, if everybody had stayed that had been at Merit Assembly of God through the 32 years that we've been here, things would look a lot different. There's been hundreds, there's been thousands of people who've come through, and you know, they were here in Brevard County for a season. We tend to look at Merit Assembly as a spiritual hospital. And a lot of times it's hurting people that walk through the door, and we bring them to a place of healing. But if you're a hospital, you know, when patients get better, many times they move on. And you know, I tell people that Revelation chapter 4 is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, because John is instructed by Jesus on the problems with the seven churches that are written about in Revelation 2 and 3. And there's problems, there's sin, there's a spiritual attack, there's all sorts of stuff that's going on. And whenever you're dealing with problems all of the time, it can really take a toll on you. But then in Revelation chapter 4, John is caught up into the throne room of heaven, where he sees the dynamics around the throne, and sees that God is firmly in control of the timeline, that he's got words and decrees that he issues. And so John is able to go ahead and persevere. He had been sent to the Isle of Patmos with one job as far as society was concerned, and that was to die. Well, when he got to the Isle of Patmos, God was waiting there for him, and John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and bam, all of a sudden there's an encounter with the actual appearance of Jesus, not just the physical representation, but the power and the eyes that are ablaze and the feet that are aglow, and what a powerful, present Alpha and Omega God that he is, from beginning to end and every step in between. So John, instead of just going there to die, goes there and gets revelation from heaven. And so whenever you abide in the presence of God, you know that Jesus is going to be there with you, and that since he's the one who orders your steps and directs your path, that he's got something there waiting for you. Either it is someone to minister to, someone to minister to you, or something that he wants you to receive. And so you abide in him. You don't approach it and say, you know, and I've been there. I made this stupid statement years ago. God, if this situation doesn't turn around, then I got to be out of here. See, there were a lot of pastors at Merit Assembly of God before I got there. There were some that lasted, one that lasted for 14 years, another that lasted for 9. There was another that lasted for 7, I think. And so 14, 9, 7, that's roughly 30 years. Well, there were a bunch of pastors besides that. And when I came, the church was just barely, or not even, or just barely 40 years old. So there were a lot of people that came, and as soon as a better opportunity presented itself, they were gone. And, you know, it's awful hard to build a church if the pastor isn't committed to that ministry assignment. Then it's going to look a lot different than someone who just comes in and treats it as a stepping stone. And so I want to encourage you today that instead of focusing on the discomfort of the circumstance that you find yourself in, that you say, you know what? Jesus Christ is Lord over this day, over this season, over this challenge that I'm facing. And so if I'm in a pressurized environment, instead of it driving me away from God, I'm going to allow it to drive me deeper into abiding with God. Hudson Taylor had gone on a missions assignment, and it was a failure. And he went home, and when he went back, he learned the secret of abiding in Christ, and the transformation that took place in him led him going back to that mission field and having a huge impact on a country that desperately needed at that point in time the gospel of Jesus Christ so embedded in the society that it would be able to withstand decades of gospel suppression. Abide in him, abide in those relationships. And it says in verse number 25, and this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life. So whenever a thief is trying to steal something, we should actually look at that and evaluate and say, what is it that makes that so valuable to him? We should recognize that if a thief is trying to steal something that belongs to us, that he understands there's a value that maybe we don't understand. So God here in this moment tells us that while the thief is trying to undermine our abiding and our remaining, that the value that actually comes from abiding in Christ and abiding in a healthy relationship with the Father is that there's eternal life in that abiding. Every time I think about abiding, I think about the early days of when we came to Merit Assembly and we were trying to make the church appearance better. There's been a lot of work through the years, and the landscaping was not bad. And thanks to Treasure Your Landscape, it looks a whole lot better now than it ever has. And during those early days, when we were just trying to find a plant that would live, we didn't have, you know, a consistent water source, a consistent sprinkler system or things like that. And a person said, hey, Pastor, would it be okay if I planted something out here? And I said, sure. And they were the ones that obtained the plant. They bought the plant. They came and they planted it, and they determined where it was going to be, where they were going to plant it. And I came back. After they had planted it, I came back a few days later, because I didn't notice everything. I was working a full-time job in retail at that time, really didn't pay attention. And I came back and I said, huh, they moved that again. It's no longer in the place that it was. It had been relocated to another spot. And I said, well, that's kind of unusual, and figured there had to be a reason. And then within the week, I looked again, and it was no longer in the second spot. It was in the third spot. And I looked again a few days later, and it had been relocated again. This time it had been relocated to the trash can, because all of that upheaval, all of that shock to that plant from moving and from one place to another place, it was more than it could handle. There had to be a chance for whenever it was relocated, it needed to stay there long enough to get the roots to tap into the water support or the water supply that God provides in the unseen soil so that it could thrive without someone having to come along and constantly water it. So when Treasure Your Landscape came along, they said, okay, here's the thing. You need to make sure that there's plenty of water on these plants for 2 weeks. They did this back in the fall. By the way, if you're considering a project, Treasure Your Landscape does amazing, amazing work. They are great people, and I consider it a great privilege to know them and what all they've done at my home and at the church. They're awesome people, and they do great work. And so we have a sprinkler system, and Dan said, Pastor, you actually need to make sure that you water those by hand for the first couple of weeks. And said, oh, okay, well, I didn't know. And so I went out there and I did that, and now they're thriving on their own. So there is a time when you need to care for the plants, but the goal is to get their root system sustained. And the only way that happens is if you abide. If you say, you know what, God placed me here, and God will decide if he moves me from here. But I can tell you that the person who called me and asked me to, you know, be the pastor at Merit Assembly of God, I was a district official. At one point in time, he had asked me to consider another church, and I said, well, I don't feel like I'm done, but I'll pray and fast over it. And I did for 10 days, didn't hear anything. And at the end of that 10th day, I was preparing for my Wednesday night Bible study, and I discovered in that study that there was a person who was committed unto David for life, one of his mighty men. And God said, that's what I'm looking for from you. This was a long time ago. And so I just never approached Merit Assembly of God as a stepping stone. When I first came, I didn't think I would be here 32 years later, but here I am. And I don't wake up on Monday morning and say, God, is there any place better you have for me? Because here's what you realize when you abide in Christ, when you abide in the Father, that being in the center of his will is the best possible place you could ever be. There's eternal life that God has for those who learn to abide in Christ and abide in the Father. I pray that you'll do that today. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.